Africa. It's a great honor to have you here with us. Are you involved in a ministry organization, something?
I teach English at a university. Oh. We live in the
Horn. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. So I'm an English teacher, but we love Jesus.
Thank you. Oh, it's fantastic. Thank you. It was, we had 3 weeks in Fiji with my family. My wife and I, we have the same birthday. So when we celebrate, we don't miss each other's birthday. It's one thing, you know, every time we travel, we try to keep an open ear and an open heart to certain things that God will draw our attention. And being in Fiji, for me, it's all about family. A few years ago, I think it was 2014, I traveled down to Fiji to bury my stepdad. And also, I was told by the doctor that my mom is dying, probably have a week or two, that it's time to spend time with her. So after a while, I told the doctor, can I take her to my hotel room? It was 2014. So we went there every morning. We were singing hymns, my mom and I. And then I began to declare over her every morning we were together, Psalm 23. And so that was 2014. 2019, she's giving headache to everybody. She's still alive and well. And the whole aspect of celebrating people, honoring people, every time I go home, I'm reminded that this is who we are, not only our family, but our marriage, our relationship with our children. We have to do everything we can with our power to protect and watch over our loved ones. Amen? Amen. They are a gift from God to us. And every day that we learn to honor people, to value people, to welcome people. And I'm glad that here at SIC, we want to practice that deliberately, to be a church, a family, a community that welcomes people, that has no walls. But today I just want to encourage us. We arrived a few days ago, and then yesterday I was conducting a wedding. So it was a long day yesterday, and Fiji is a nice place to travel, but it's like 24 hours one way. So if you wanna, so it's far to go and find beautiful places. But when we come back, we try to adjust back in time. And this is when this scripture came to mind, was, come to me. We are in a time of transition. We're starting new semester. People are traveling. They're coming and going, starting new jobs. But there is it's a challenging time for many. You know, my wife is trying to adjust with the new work life that is in front of us. These are the reality of life. And sometimes we go, 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 and we find ourselves that we are mentally and emotionally tired by the challenges of life. Amen? The challenges of relationship and the things that are around us that are part of the reality of the world that we live in. And then many times we forgot to withdraw and look at Jesus. It's like we sing here, to come and sit at the feet of Jesus and find our refuge and be reminded again of our identity and be reminded again. We need those moments that we can just come away. And here Jesus is speaking, challenging also the the whole idea of the religious leaders imposing a lot of burden to the people to fulfill the law, the duties, and all these things. And Jesus said, come to me, all of you who are burdened. You're tired. We might not, you may look at me, I don't look tired. But if you ask me if I'm tired, I will tell you. And many times we're walking around and nobody knows what's going on inside us. Amen? And this time that we need to just come away and look at Jesus and find our courage and find renewal from him. All of us here are amazing people, and we want to go and conquer the world. I remember I was in Fiji. There are two things I told my wife. Our last council meeting, I got a text from my wife, right in the middle of an important meeting. I said, Julie, guess what? The All Blacks will be playing against Fiji when we are in Fiji. So we went and watched the All Blacks. And all my kids were like, yeah, what are we doing here, you know? And then they were carrying their flags and cheering, you know, and I'm watching and know a few people who are running on the field. Fiji beat the New Zealand All Blacks, the New Zealand Maori All Blacks. So that was a good birthday gift for us. But it's tiring just watching, tiring living, tiring standing on the queue. And I look at those people. I'm a rugby player myself. It's unrelenting, life. Today and tomorrow. Then yesterday you were conducting this beautiful wedding, you know, and you come out, all you want to do at times, no matter who you are or what field you are in, there are times that we need to come and just be with Jesus. Amen? And bring our burdens to him, whatever stress of life that we are carrying. And he says here, come to me, Julie. Come to me. You, come to me. Give me your burden. He take our burden and he give us his burden, which is lighter, his peace. Even in our confessional of sins, that God take us. Not only that he forgive us, but he also remove our guilt and our shame. And he give us our peace. Come to me, those of you who are tired of carrying heavy burden. I will give you rest. Are you at rest today? Do you need rest? Isaiah chapter 35, verse 4, it says, say to those with a fearful heart, be strong and do not fear, for your God will come. He will come with vengeance, with divine retribution. He will come to save you. Every time I go home, I'm reminded of the need that are surrounding us. Financial need. Broken lives, you turn around, they're there. I have to visit the prison, the old neighborhood that I came from. It's one of the tough neighborhood. Fear of those little kids that were there when I was growing up. They're in jail for a terrible crime, 7 of them. 4 of them have been released before we arrive, and then 3, they were there. I went and visited them, and then I went to the neighborhood, and I find those 4 guys. They all know me, and I said, hey, let's go for a ride. You know, they were excited. Oh, Joely, you know, they call me Mr. Bali. That's my worldly name. So I came and visited the neighborhood, and I told these 4 guys, let's... do you guys want to go for a ride? So we went, We stop by McDonald's, have some coffee. And I look at these four guys who just been released from prison for a terrible crime that they've committed. And here I'm speaking life to them. 3 hours. And after that, drop them off. We pray, drop them off. And I drove back 3 hours to be with my family. It's tiring also doing the things that God has called us to do. And that's why that we need time to come and bring ourselves before God. Whatever we represent, whatever burden we're carrying, whatever stress that is around us, whatever fear that we have. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong and do not fear, for your God will come and he will save you. This is the very heart of God, that God is always in the business of changing and renewing, refreshing us, empowering us, even when we are running out of juice. I remember we were traveling down, and then we heard some terrible turbulence on our way to Fiji from Korea. And on our way back, we were bracing ourselves. That route there is it's pretty rough. And then as the plane began, I never pay attention to this. So as you take off from the runway, you lift up. There are some, you can feel. I don't like flying, even though I travel a lot. But you can feel the movement. You can feel the plane coming against the pressure of the air. Everybody's quiet, all the seat belts, you're bracing yourself. And then suddenly you heard, bing! We are on a cruising altitude. Ladies and gentlemen, you can take off your seat belt. Sometimes we feel like we are flying. We are on the takeoff. And we're facing this turbulence left and right. But there are times we forgot to hear the ping that you are on cruising altitude. That the higher you go, where you will find peace. And that's the same thing with God. Sometimes the most stressful time is when you are going up higher. And don't underestimate those challenging times, because you will hear the ping. Unfasten your seatbelt. You're on cruising altitude. So I don't know where you are or where some of us are today. Maybe we are taking off. Maybe we're feeling some of those bumps. But we are on cruising altitude. Amen? Bring your cares to the Lord. He cares for you. God will fight for us, whatever degree of challenge that we are facing. Rest assured that God is with us. Amen? Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for reminding us again today through your word that you care about us. Not only you care, but you invite us to come to you. Come to me. Those of you who are carrying heavy burden, I will give you rest. And Lord, we bring our burdens to you today. We bring our stress to you today. We acknowledge the transition, the season of changes that are upon us now. We acknowledge the worries of tomorrow that are right here before us. And we want to bring it to you. and laid before your feet. And I want us to just be quiet for a moment as we close our eyes and our heads bow, that you do that deliberately. Just give God whatever that is stressing you, whatever burden you're carrying today. I want us to hand it over. Hand it over to Jesus. If you are still feel like that you are facing those bumps, the peace of God that says you're on cruising altitude, I'll just take that moment. Lord, we receive your peace. We receive your burden that is lighter than ours, that will give rest to our soul. In your wonderful name we pray. Amen.